Good afternoon. You're listening to Idle Hands on your Tuesday evening, and I must say that tonight's episode is brought to you by 2Fs, Phoenix CX, and Friends.
Nice, Alan.
Now I've got that set right now. This is nice. Alan, and we have Rob.
Rob, well, hi. Welcome to Idle Hands.
And also, we have two special guests tonight, although we only have one here now. So give a big hello to someone who's been on the show before when Rob was away.
Yep.
Say hello to Jen.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hello. And also, we're going to have Ben Chandler here of...
Idle Hands of Past.
My commitment is showing being here on time.
Yes. Yeah, we weren't here on time. We're never here on time, are we, Alan?
No, but...
We usually run to get here.
That's normally because of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, what are we talking about tonight, Alan?
We're going to be talking about a little bit about the Academy years. Probably going to look at some of the upcoming festivals and events. I know that the Leeds lineup has been announced now.
Yeah,
but I'm going download.
Yeah, I actually don't know the download.
It's not very good so far.
Touché.
You do say touché a lot.
It's one of my.
I got told yesterday that you say touché a lot, and I said in your defence, I said, oh, look, I don't think I've ever heard the guy say touché. But you've just
what
proved
does it
there.
Mean?
Live on air.
I was about to say, in that case, touché.
Touché. You're going to have to say it all the time now, at least once a show.
I say shay too.
It's like when you're sword fighting people.
And they jab every day, yeah.
You jab them, they jab you back, and they say touché. Yeah.
It's like a
all
parry.
The time.
It's like, you got me back.
It's kind of used as a verbal parry.
Yeah, whatever he just said. That's what it is.
This is educational as well as interesting.
Idle Hands.
Idle Hands is always educational. When isn't it educational?
Last week.
So who we're starting to sound like?
Who?
The Tuesday Night Mix.
Ooh.
No, I'm just joking. We love that show.
We do.
Although podcast listeners won't know what that is.
No, but if you live listeners who might catch the end,
yeah,
you hear it.
I'm so sorry.
Anyway.
I hope they're not listening. They're probably
in the next room. They've got, chains.
They're going to come in and, yeah, kill me. But anyways, let's play a song.
Okay, let's play a song. I should say that we just played Thursday, Counting 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, off the album A City by the Light Divided.
Nice.
And, now we're going to play a song off Watch Out. It's by Alexis on Fire.
Yeah.
It's called Sidewalk When She Walks.
Enjoy.
Oh, yes. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Idle Hands.
Yes, welcome back. And I think we should say, well, let our guest say guest what that last song was, because it was her choice.
It was.
Yay, that was Hope's Full Dead in Magazines. I love that song.
Taken from the album Satellite Years. They have a new album out soon, which is called Magnetic North, and they are currently on their MySpace page releasing a new song every week to listen to.
Awesome.
So there you have it. That's at least something to do every week, isn't it?
Yes, and speaking of new albums and songs getting released online, currently there is, what is it?
A full album stream of two albums.
Yeah,
two albums that I'm looking forward to.
Say,
I only
know about one.
Yeah, if you go to www.myspace.com/TheAlmost, you can listen to all of The Almost's new album, which is entitled Southern Weather. You're right, Alan?
I'm fine.
Okay. Yeah, so that whole thing is streaming. It's a very good album. We're actually going to play the single from that, which is called Say This Sooner. I'm going to play that later on. And also, I think Alan knows more about this one than me, but I believe that The Academy Is, this new album, is also streaming somewhere.
Yes, on the MTV2.com website. I found a link to it from the AP front page at the minute. And yeah, so basically, I haven't managed to get to work, but if anyone out there manages to get it, the whole album is streaming on this MTV2 site. There's a link from the AP site, and
what is annoying about that is that I would have that album in my hands as we speak if I had woken up a little bit earlier on Friday.
Oh,
yeah.
Always your fault, Rob.
I know. Always. That's terrible, isn't it? It's just that
You're just late for everything.
I know.
Late
it's him as well. It's not always me.
I blame you today.
But yeah, because I do some album reviews, as you know, Alan.
I do.
And if I had woken up, because I get a list every Friday.
Plug.
Yeah, basically. Rockcity.co.uk. Rock-city.co.uk.
Yeah.
But if I'd woken up any earlier, I would have got the list of CDs, but I didn't, and I checked too late, and someone else got it before me. So, yeah, I'll have to get it some other way.
Oh, by the way, Some
other way.
Do you want to tell people what this bed we've got playing is? We've got a new bed playing today.
Yeah, we hope you like it. It's called Reset, and it's by a band called Mute Math, who we found just the other day. Through their awesome video for
awesome.
A song called Typical?
Typical.
It? Yeah, Typical.
And all played backwards.
Yeah, it's actually absolutepunk.com.net/mutemath.
.com.
.net/mutemath. You'll be able to see the video streaming from there. It's also on YouTube. Yeah. But yeah, it's a really, really good video. There's a lot that happens in it. It all goes backwards. It's cool.
Right, if you're listening live tonight, we should let you know that if you want to get in contact with the studio tonight, the email address is, as always, idlehandstookmybaby@hotmail.com. And, Jen, do you know the MySpace page?
Idle Hands?
Oh, no.
Nope. Close enough.
See, Idle Hands is a band.
What? Is if you go to...
If you go to
www.myspace.com/...
Don't ever say that film's bad.
This entire show is based on the foundation of that movie. It's got Jessica Alba in a skimpies. Tied to a car or something.
Now
like
I know I'm with a room full of boys.
Hedelica.
You know it. You're in a padded cell with a...
I am
red
in a padded cell.
But no, yeah, sorry, the MySpace address is www.myspace.com/idlehandsradio. Check it.
Right, we're going
to... Send us a message, because we're bored and lonely.
Indeed.
Thanks.
No, not... put my foot in it now, Alan.
Shall I just play a song so people don't realise that we're arguing?
Yeah, we'll sort this out.
Okay.
We'll have fisticuffs.
Really.
Right, we're going to play a song by Maria Taylor, who is one half of Azure, that is at their band on Saddle Creek. This is her second debut album, I think. This is the first track, and it is called A Good Start. I hope you enjoy it.
You're one with the burden of intuition. You're one with the freedom of a blank stare. You're one with the best friend you lost, you wished was still there. You're one with the dust on that old piano. You're one with the strings on your new guitar. one with the lesson that was the best one you learned.
Yeah. Very smooth, Alan. Very smooth.
Thank you very much.
That's how we play it on this show. Smooth. Smooth as butter.
Can I just say thank you to Ashley for emailing in? Thank you. It was very nice.
Shout out to Ashley. Yes. Yeah, a couple of shout outs, I believe.
Yes.
We've had one of the most touching messages that we've ever received at Idol.
I'm going to try and pull it up, actually.
You're going to try and what?
Pull it up.
While he's doing that, I'm going to say hi to my mum. I'm going to be right. My little geek. Say hi to my mum.
What's your mum's name?
Helen.
Hello, Helen.
Hello, Helen. From the Idol Boys.
From the Idol Boys, say hello to
you. There you go, mum.
Hello there.
That would have made her day.
We are glad that you are listening.
Yes, we cherish every single listener.
Every listener we cherish.
And I must say that we also cherish this message we got from a listener.
Aww. Please expand on that.
A girl called Bree Jean Campbell, believe.
Yes, we believe. We're not sure how to pronounce your second name.
Yeah.
So we're going to guess that it's Jean. Yes. It's not the Gino. It's not. I don't think it's Janae.
Do you mean middle name?
Neighbours cast.
Yeah, exactly.
My God, Brian Janae.
But that's the only reason I know that name. I would not know the name Janae if it wasn't for the soap classic that was Neighbours.
Yeah, so we watch daily.
But, we do watch it daily.
Yes, yeah. She's from a place called Madison.
Madisonville. Yeah.
Which she
appears to shorten to Madville.
Or Madville.
That's the street name for it.
But that might be a typo.
A typo. But anyway, she loves us to death.
We love you too.
And what is it? She's listening to podcast 13 now. She can't wait for 14.
Which is this very...
This one here.
Right
so,
now.
So
live.
That's what... So, Brie, you're mentioned in episode 14.
Yes, you are. And we love you too. Thank you very much for your message. And our new co-host loved you as well.
Yes.
Aww.
Of course.
Yeah, she awed at the message.
Yes. Tonight is Phoenix TX Appreciation Night.
And Friends.
Yeah, Phoenix TX and Friends. And the double F.
Get that in there.
Double F. Phoenix TX, we have to talk a little bit about.
Yes,
how awesome
I was.
They are.
We've been talking lots like today.
In fact, Alan and I at our homestead where we live today together. Not just me and him. It's not just
that was terrifying.
That sounds terrible, doesn't it? Me and Alan in our house. Just
our
me and
halfway
him
house
and our double bed. No, it's a big house.
Rob
there's lots
Ender
of us.
There.
There's lots of us that live there. But yeah, I was doing the washing up because I'm a damn good housemate, and so is Alan. I was listening to Phoenix TX.
I was helping you wash
to
out.
Bide the time, and Alan came along and helped me dry up the pots because that's the kind of
that
that's
sounds a, very that's homely.
That's the sort of nice guy he is. And we were playing air guitar with soap suds.
Yes, and yeah. we
air drums
to Phoenix TX.
Phoenix TX.
So and we decided that we have to dedicate a show to Phoenix TX because
and Friends
because you know we loved them. Then they broke up. We cried. Maybe I cried more than Rob, but we didn't know each other then.
Yeah,
and. Then they got back together.
Bizarre.
And they were going to tour over here, but then they cancelled because Will got sick. And
you got polyps.
Yeah. And I was going to go, but I couldn't go.
But we are going to go next time.
Next
wherever
time.
They're playing, we're there.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So if you get a chance to see Phoenix TX, go, because you might not get a chance to see another great band.
Yeah, you should.
Luckily, we have seen them before.
Yes, I've seen them twice.
Yeah, well, I met them.
So did I. But you had a couple of drinks with them, as I
believe. I did, and I was a young boy, and they got me drunk.
Just drunk.
Yes.
Very,
just
very, very drunk.
Just alcohol.
I'm doing hand motions, but the listeners can't see it. Please email me at my personal email address if you'd like to know exactly what I'm talking about.
Right.
Yeah. So we played. On.
I can turn your mics off.
He's gonna ban us.
He is.
Right. Right,
he's going to mute us.
That bed just ended. That was the Jesus Years. They're an instrumental band from the UK. Listen to them. They're very good. They have an EP out on a label called The Audacious Art Experiment. Earlier on, we played some Maria Taylor, and apparently I said second debut album. What I meant to say was debut solo album.
Yes.
No, I mean second solo album.
Oh, get it right.
And
come on,
then
Alan.
We played Vendetta Red. The song was Opiate Summer from the album Between the Never and the Now. They've unfortunately split up now, but I know the singer has a new band called Siren's Sister.
Man, that was a long fall.
I haven't finished yet. And the reason I played that was because it's just starting to be sunny here.
Yeah, too sunny, and I've got a dissertation to write.
Oh,
well, no, I've got about two words to finish it.
Right, we're halfway into the show, so let's play some Phoenix TX.
Yes,
now both me and Rob have chosen the song. Now this
one's Alan's choice.
This one's my choice. We're going to play Rob's at the end of the show, but so for now, from their debut self-titled album, this is Speechless. Never said a thing to hurt you. What I didn't say that made you cry. And in all honesty, I never would have deserted you. I never dreamt that you would say goodbye.
that's all that I can do. I'll dream another dream today. And I'll dream life away.
Welcome back to Idle Hands.
And I must say that if I can have a drum roll, please. May I present to you, Mr. Former co-presenter of Idle Hands, Mr. Benjamin Chandler.
Good evening, gentlemen and lady.
Idle Hands legend.
He is. He's one of the founding members, like myself.
Founding father.
Founding father.
He is a founding father.
He's like a god to me.
It's true.
Welcome. Well, you currently sit opposite each other. You're basically, you know...
It's like a mirror. it's like a future mirror.
You're like the protege of Tibet.
Yeah.
Protege
Tibet.
I'm just watching it. Watching it all happen.
You're the observer.
He has learned well.
You're pretty much where I used to be, Jen.
That's all right. I'm liking it.
How did it used to work when there were three of you?
Alan was sitting where Jen is sitting.
Where Jen is. Of course, no one really can understand.
If you imagine
that Tetris...
Is this a hexagon?
If you imagine that Tetris bit, which is like an upside-down T...
What?
If you imagine that Tetris piece, which is an upside-down T, that's pretty much how they are. So it's Rob on the left, Ben on the right, and Jen at the top, but flat.
Yeah.
A living Tetris piece.
Alan used to be Jen.
Yeah.
Chris used to be me.
Alan used to be Jen.
And I used to be Alan.
There you have it.
No, you never...
Wait,
well,
so,
occasionally. I started off before I trained Chris on the desk.
Was I Chris?
No, Chris was me.
So who was I?
No one.
No one.
Oh, right.
You were an empty chair.
So I'm a newborn. I understand, that's fine.
Pretty much.
So, any more news, Alan? Music news, music...
Well,
views.
I said we were going to talk about festivals, but I don't really know much about the
Can't
festivals.
Can't be bothered, can you?
Well, no, cause
and considering most of our listeners are from across the pond.
Yeah, well, I have had a look at some of the festivals, and they look terrible this year. Leeds looks terrible.
Download's not looking good.
Give It a Name looks okay.
Give It a Name looks alright.
Yeah, but there's some which things I just don't understand. I prefer to go to gigs around, like, separate gigs.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hoping Motion City do a gig, but I don't think they are.
Okay, I'm sure they will. Give them time.
They
give
better. Them
time. Well, they're going like
announce it
straight after
around the time.
Straight after the UK Give It Names, they're going over the pond. Well, over the little pond, the channel.
to Ireland.
The little puddle.
The little over the puddle.
No, to France.
Oh right.
Channel.
Channel.
Oh okay. I thought you Ireland. I thought
really,
I have
no, really
no,
well.
that's
I did geography for like a year.
That's like the what Irish.
Sea? I think Scotland is like across the sea somewhere. So. Don't ask
me yeah, they're going to play the Give It a Name in Paris because there's one there this year.
Ah, gay buddy.
Just think, it started out as just one. I'm quite impressed with Give It a Name actually. Started out a couple of years ago in just one venue, which is London, and was very badly organised. I hear from eyewitnesses.
Eyewitnesses.
No, apparently
it wasn't a disaster.
Have you got the Give It a Name Wikipedia page up?
No.
Is this off the top of your head?
Yeah.
That's music knowledge right there.
And
that's impressive.
But say, then the year after that, it was in two locations, which was Earl's Court again, but with apparently with better better sorting out stuff, and the MEN. I wish I could have gone to that one, because...
You and I were supposed to go last year, as I recall.
Yeah, and I really wish I could have gone, because the honorary title played, and I love the honorary title.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, and now this year, it's in... What is it? Is it three locations in England, which is... Earl's Court in London, Manchester MEM, and
Birmingham,
I think,
isn't it?
I thought it was.
No, it is.
Glasgow.
No, it was.
I thought it was Brum.
I think it's.
Really?
I'm pretty sure it's Birmingham. Yeah, because
yeah.
I was
trying
to get
must not be MEN
list for
yeah,
it.
Oh yes, it was MEN last year. I'm sure though. Or was it the other one, the Birmingham NEC?
Ah, you see.
I know. I'm pretty sure it was MEN.
It shows
last
the
year.
Holes in his knowledge now.
But and also there's this one
Wikipedia
in Paris. I'll check if you want.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So yeah, what else?
I was just going to say, I want Ben to talk a little bit about, you know, some of the good old days.
Some of the good old days.
Yeah, give us some hilarious Idle Hands stories from pre-podcast days.
Pre-podcast. Well, Idle Hands was never the magnificent show that it is today.
Oh, thank you very much.
We appreciate that, thank you.
This show is avid listening, I feel.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
That's a given.
I can't really think of any amusing stories. There was one where
you guys got to get drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
there was one where
get drunk.
We were all quite drunk.
Sozzled.
Yeah. I can't remember why.
I think it's because you were having a barbecue.
Oh yes, Chris's
Wait,
barbecue.
Was that the barbecue that I was at?
Yes, it
yes,
was.
That
and
was awesome.
That was when Chris and Ben went wandering the halls, and I had had very, very, very little producing experience, and they left. and I didn't know what to do.
The only reason Chris left was because I passed out on one of the other studio's floors.
Because you were that drunk.
Because I was that drunk.
He's like the station manager. Where I was listening. Yeah, it's all
right. You're gone. I'm an ex-member.
Yeah, exactly.
So I was thinking she was gonna come through like the
wall. Melt through
like,
the wall.
or something like T1000.
She might be a podcast listener. She might hear this.
Hey,
she might be listening. Hi,
I
Charlotte.
Think she's hiding behind in that padding.
We haven't. I think
she's come somewhere.
Wait.
She's in this padded room somewhere.
We haven't sworn all episode. We're good.
Yeah. I thought you were about to swear.
No. And we've got two people with filthy. Filthy mouths.
Filthy mouth. You have a filthy mouth.
You guys have mouths
Alan
like sailors.
Thomason. You retract that statement. You retract it right now.
Now the whole world's
like mouths like sailors, Alan. Mouths like sailors.
We're like choir boys.
We are innocent.
We're choir boys.
Innocent. When the music was on, these guys said words I've never even heard before.
Yeah.
Don't listen, Mum, if you're listening.
I'm gonna cry myself to sleep now because I don't know these dirty words.
It's okay, you can come back in here. We can hug.
It's right, Jane. We'll go into another studio and hack the signal. It'll be fine.
Hack the signal and just swear all night long.
Right, should we play some music?
Yes, let's.
Rob, do you want to introduce the next song?
I mentioned this one earlier. I believe that this is the lead single from the Almost new album, which is called Southern Weather. It comes out on April 3rd, possibly April 2nd in the UK, but definitely April 3rd in America. And it's called Say This Sooner.
Yeah.
We're here.
We're here. We're still here. Of course we're still
here. We're here to be your friend.
Rob's here.
Alan's here.
I'm Ben's here.
Jen's here.
And Ben. I'm here, apparently.
We're all here, luckily.
We call Ben and Jan collectively the Imes.
They're well known in Lincoln as the Imes.
The Imes.
The Imes.
We, yes, me and Rob have names, but they choose not to out of common courtesy.
These aren't actually our real names. My real name is Nob Flayla.
And
that's spelled with a K, K-N-O-B, just to avoid any sort of entanglements with anyone who might seep out of the walls.
So, and yeah. My real name is Cortez Sanchez Jr. the Third.
I arrived here in a chicken truck.
No, I intend to leave
the same way.
Where that chicken coop lands, I do not know, but I will make adventure there. I have three families all around the world.
I like to rub my face on walls.
I apologize. Ooh. Sorry, let's continue the show.
I stumbled into something there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jen, what was the last song we played?
That was Every Time I Die, and She's My Rushmore, and I love them.
And?
Oh, yeah.
You have a little story.
I have a little
about
story.
About Every Time I Die.
Yeah, I went to go see them at Rock City, and I waited outside like a little fan, hoping they'd come out and sign.
I've done
they
that.
Didn't. And then I suddenly noticed a vision, and it was Keith Buckley in the car park. Oh. So me being a girl ran up to him, and I kind of said something along the lines of, blah, 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 Ebolarama, I love you, and then hugged him. And now I wonder why they haven't returned to the UK. But yeah, they were honoured there.
Because they get hugged all the time.
Yeah.
I'm sure they enjoy
no,
it.
No, no
sure
one else saw it. It's just me.
Just you
it
and
just
him.
Just come out for me, literally. It was like a moment.
All right.
All these other screaming girls were after, like, Protest the Hero and some other band.
Some pants.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just focusing on the Keith.
Totally.
That was it.
I remember a similar time when I met Garrett from Brand New.
Garrett?
Garrett.
Which one's Garrett?
He's the bassist. Yeah.
Sorry, all I know in Brand New is Jesse and Vinny.
Stood in the cold.
Jesse Lacey. Yes. Yeah.
Well, stood in the cold for two long hours.
Brian Lane, drummer.
Yeah.
And then there's Garrett.
Okay, guitarist?
Bassist.
Oh, whatever.
You know
Vinny. Sorry, Ben, carry on.
Stood in the cold for two long hours. Everybody else had left apart from me and Chris.
Where was this?
The tour bus was like next to this fire exit, so we assumed they were going to come out of there into the tour bus. Mm. Stood there. Everyone else has left.
Mm.
And we're just looking at each other and it's like, well, we give up. Sheffield, it's cold. We're stuck here all night. We haven't got anywhere to stay. Sod it. And, just as we're turning to leave, out he strolls. Has a chat, gives us a beer, signs our ticket.
Oh,
very nice.
I didn't get a beer off Keith.
Awesome.
I got a hug, though.
Awesome. Yeah, I followed Taking Back Sunday onto the M1 once, which is a motorway for
I was with
a friend of mine, and she has a habit of following bands whenever she sort of finds them.
I think the correct terminology is stalked.
Yeah, basically. They're in their tour bus and they drove away and we were in my car and she was like, follow them, Rob, follow them. And I was like,
With her night vision goggles on.
Sorry, she doesn't listen to the show, so she was like, follow them, Rob.
Also,
I'm not mentioning any names.
Also, you spoke to ex Rufio frontman on the phone and he called you,
He was really drunk. And actually, that same girl that I followed Taking Back Sunday with, she got Rufio stayed at her house. And she texted me saying that Rufio were at her house, and I didn't believe her. So she got Scott to call me, and he was really, really, really drunk. Really drunk. And he was like, hey, who's this? And I was like, it's Rob, mate, it's Rob. Because I was like, oh, my favourite band, or whatever, at the time. Yeah, exactly. And he was like, what, your name's Rab? Rab? Yeah, and he kept calling me Rab. Yeah, so that's quite funny.
And you're like,
funny.
That's okay, call me whatever you want.
I didn't get exactly, yeah, you could call me anything, Scott, anything you like.
Right,
but, yeah.
And with those amusing anecdotes, I'm going to go into a song. This
Do it.
Is a slightly odd song. It's by a band called Criteria, which is an ex-member of Cursive, and the song is called Prevent the World.
Nice.
Cool.
So you've unfortunately reached the end of our allotted segment this week.
Another awesome episode. This one more awesome than most.
Yes, we've had fun.
So let's let our little special guests say goodbye.
They're not little as in little. They're not like borrowers or anything.
I'm 3 foot tall.
Yes, he's tiny. Sorry, Karen, what were you saying?
So, goodbye from Mr. Ben Chandler, ex Idle Hands host.
And can I just add quickly before I go, you have an amusing quiff in your hair.
Yeah, alfalfa.
And now it's gone.
It's gone now.
So, yes, goodbye, and see you soon, hopefully.
Indeed. And I must get Jen, our perky little ray of sunshine.
Yeah. Goodbye, everyone that's listened. I had a great time.
There you go. The first female on Idle Hands.
So,
really?
Yeah, I think so.
Honoured.
I think, yeah. is that right?
Well, awesome. As far as I'm aware.
Yeah. I say, Jem was on before.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, but I was like,
as a presenter, that's, yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Congratulations.
So let's have final thoughts from Rob and Alan.
Rob Taylor's final thought today is Phoenix TX are great.
Phoenix TX are great.
There you go. And it would have been more inspirational, but I didn't really have the time.
No. Yeah. But we love you.
Yeah, we love you, yeah. And keep messaging us in, because we really enjoy hearing from you guys.
And
that one earlier, from Jean?
Yeah.
No, Bree.
Jean Campbell.
That one actually made me cry, and I think later I will cry a little bit more.
Yeah.
Alan, we'll hold each other.
Yeah, we really enjoyed that.
Why are you watching it?
And we really want you to enjoy this song. So this is
my choice.
This is Rob's choice.
From Ashusa, I believe.
Which is Spanish for owl.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Yep, Phoenix TX from the album Ashusa. The song is called Abba Zabba, and it's my favourite. So enjoy it, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.